and welcome to searchcontentmanagement.com. I'm Lauren Horwitz, Executive Editor in the Business Applications and Architecture Group, and we're going to talk about SharePoint governance today, which can be the difference between success and failure in a SharePoint implementation. SharePoint 2013 can centralize content and give users a common platform on which to collaborate. But as many experts have noted, you can't just drop SharePoint into an organization and expect results. Instead, it requires careful planning in terms of site and content organization, access and permissions, and more. So in this podcast on SharePoint governance, we'll delve into some of the key issues with Scott Robinson, a SharePoint NBI expert. Welcome, Scott.
Hi, Lauren.
So, Scott, let's start with a little bit of an overview for our listeners. You know, there's been a lot of talk about governance in recent years, what it is, why it's important. So can you talk to us a little bit about how governance is kind of that key piece to keep IT focused, efficient, and in line with business objectives?
I sure can. In the old days, there wasn't really a need for governance because we had computers that were the size of football fields and they could do a very limited set of things. And it mapped the mapping between IT resources and what the business needed. Those maps were always very clear and very obvious and very limited. That's not the case today. Today, not only do we have almost limitless capability in terms of creating systems that do all sorts of exotic things that can be very highly customized, but we are increasingly seeing the power over those things turned over to the users, where IT's role is purely a support role and less a design role. Software like SharePoint turns all kinds of capabilities over to the user, and that is a double-edged sword. I mean, that's a great thing in that it engages the business side's creativity. It allows for a whole lot of business input into any IT process. On the other hand, it can run amok. And that's why governance is so important. Governance is about managing resources in such a way that the services available are as mapped as closely as possible to business need. You cannot do without governance today. That it's just not doable. You have to have solid governance in place or you're bound to run amok.
So tell me a little bit about how governance changes with SharePoint 2013. You know, can you talk a little bit about how these new features and methodologies require special care in order to be well implemented and really useful to the enterprise?
I sure can. SharePoint in general has always been a governance challenge, the biggest reason being that SharePoint is kind of one-stop shopping. A lot of companies have gone out and before SharePoint deployment, or not a deployment but upgrade, they've done surveys with their user base and said, what do you see SharePoint as being in our organization? And you'll have some people come back and say, well, it's all about content. And others will come back and say, well, it's what we use for teaming, collaboration. It's what we use for publishing. And others will say, well, it's our portal. You have all these different things that SharePoint is to different users. Well, now that's how Microsoft set it up, and that's why it's such a success. But the other side of that coin is that from a governance standpoint, you've got to keep your arms around a bunch of cats that are all marching in different directions. Governance is especially important in SharePoint because you have to keep SharePoint moving forward, and SharePoint's natural state is to just scatter all over the place. Now, that's SharePoint in general. With SharePoint 2013, it gets far more interesting because SharePoint 2013 pushes the user community more than ever in the direction of self-determination and tearing down boundaries. We've talked about before community sites, and I've written about this for you. Community sites allow communication across the enterprise, flat, lateral communication. Now, that's a wonderful thing, and it opens up all kinds of business potential for the sharing of ideas, for collaboration across organizational boundaries. The other side of that is, to make that effective, you need to have standards in place to make sure the time isn't wasted in that endeavor. If I've got all this input flowing into me as a user and I've got all these dialogues going both within my team and within my group and beyond, well, I could easily find myself spending my work day the way I spend time on Facebook, where everything just kind of goes in all sorts of directions. Moderating communication across the enterprise is now something that's very important that we never had to deal with before. And that's something that has to be governed, that we've never had to think about in the past. That's one of several examples of how SharePoint 2013 opens up new responsibilities for the people who are in charge of governance.
So that gets to another important question. There's a lot of different stakeholders in the organization. So who should participate in the governance plan? And who, you know, who's part of the team, and why does each participant have a certain role in that process?
Now, that's an interesting question. And the reason being, it's kind of turned upside down from what it used to be. Governance used to be the people at the top of the food chain on the business side talking to the hands-on people on the IT side to make sure that you had that equation I talked about earlier, where you've got IT services mapping closely to business need. And it used to be that the people who decide what the business needs are and the people who knew the services from a hands-on perspective, those were the people you needed in the room. Well, as I said earlier, it's not the way it used to be. More and more, the responsibility for the design of processes is in the hands of the users, and SharePoint is a tool that enables users to go out and roll their own with minimal contribution from IT. You don't need nearly the technical presence in the room that you needed in the past. Now, you need IT present in governance, and you need IT able to represent realistically resources today and what they're likely to be tomorrow. But that's where IT's role ends. What you have beyond that is every stakeholder possible on the business side. You don't just need the people high up who know the high-level business need. You need people in the trenches participating in governance, and that's not something we really had before. A couple of reasons for that. The biggest being that they're the ones who are going to spot the opportunities that this new serendipitous factor in SharePoint with the community sites and news feeds brings out. It's the people who actually do the hands-on work who are going to spot the better way to do something or spot the opportunity that the people higher up have not seen. The more we flatten the organization out in terms of dialogue and the sharing of ideas, the more important that hands-on person down there in the trenches becomes. So you not only have to have a strong governance presence from upper management, you need middle management and you need the hands-on users to be a strong presence in governance.
So, you know, there's definitely a lot of talk out there in various aspects of the business about kind of getting governance in order, getting your house in order as part of your governance strategy. But let's talk a little bit about why SharePoint as a platform makes things a little bit more difficult and, you know, why it can be kind of an extra challenge, but also an additional benefit to bring governance into the SharePoint process.
Well, I'll tell you, when you say it that way, you're being very gracious to Microsoft, because a little bit more difficult, you're saying it mildly, it can become greatly more difficult. It can become a real monster. The reason for that is because basically SharePoint, with its the breadth of its tool set, it puts in the hands of people on the business side things that used to only be doable on the IT side. Now, the big example there and the big selling point these days for SharePoint is business intelligence. Business intelligence used to be almost strictly the province of IT in terms of setting it up. And Microsoft gave us an awful lot of tools over the past few years to get business intelligence rolling and to stress its importance in business today. To stay competitive, you've got to have BI happening. You just do. It's how the game is played now. But what they've done, especially in SharePoint 2013, is they've integrated the essence of analytics and what can be done on the user side, which used to just be Excel and Excel services, and they've done a deep dive into fixing the path between the data on the back end and what happens out on the front end. Now, when you put those two things together and put them in the hands of the users, basically you're a kid in a candy store if you're a user. And that's going to be a whole new tremendous opportunity for sprawl. We've talked about sprawl in the past, too. Sprawl is when content goes awry, and instead of managing it in a uniform way, it becomes uncontrollable. Well, with BI blossoming like it is, with Excel services being as refined as it is, with all this power in the hands of users, it's more important than ever to implement standards, to be careful in the allocation of resources, to make sure that education in the user community is what it needs to be, and I cannot stress enough, education and training need to be part of the budget of a SharePoint 2013 deployment. Never been more important than it is now. So essentially the reason that it's such a challenge today is because there's so much more for users to do wrong and so many more things that can go wrong if governance isn't really solid and really comprehensive.
So you've alluded to this, but just to end on this note, maybe we could talk a little bit about a couple different ways in which governance can kind of go awry and ways in which organizations can really safeguard against that.
One problem that we have, and let's just use business intelligence because I've already mentioned it, a problem that we have is that you now have the capacity with SharePoint 2013 to do full-blown big data analytics on the user side and on the front end. Now, that's never been possible before because of the inherent limitations of .NET technology and the inherent limitations of SharePoint. You could do modest front-end analytics using Excel services. Well, now there's a memory engine that's built in specifically for front-end processing of analytics. Analytics are increasingly important in business. They're one of the biggest pieces of BI now. Didn't used to be that way. Used to be we were just doing data mining, looking for trends. Well, now analytics allows us to do forecasting and prediction, and we can do pretty finely tuned forecasting and prediction, and you don't need IT people to set it up for you. Now, imagine an organization where you've got that capability, and you've got people who already are proficient with Excel services. They already know how to put together a spreadsheet that can do projections. Now, let's say we've got an awful lot of people in the organization out there just pummeling the SharePoint web front end with analytics. If you don't govern that carefully, you're going to bring the system to its knees. Easy to do, because we have this new in-memory engine. You'll be just chunking up all the memory on your front end, doing nothing but analytics, and the rest of your users are just out of luck. That's a good example of how things can go awry in the new improved SharePoint if you're not keeping an eye on things.
And how would you recommend that organizations safeguard against that? Is it about just allocating resources to a select number of users, trying them out first, and really keeping an eye and monitoring who has access?
Well, that's a big part of it, and that's a cornerstone of governance as it has been up until now. But in addition to that, you have to take an extra step. We've talked about community sites, and we've talked about how the flow of dialogue is now important in the future of an organization. Now, one thing that happens is you look for people in the workforce who are capable of doing what we call moderating. Moderating is something we see on the Internet all the time in forums, discussion forums. A moderator's job is to keep things, keep things moving in the right direction. Now, you're going to have to do that on the social side in SharePoint governance, but you also are going to need to do it in things like analytics and business intelligence. You can't just go out and set quotas anymore. What you need to do is have a dynamic, ongoing process in governance, seeing where resources are being consumed, seeing where those resources need to shift, and having the people who are out there in the trenches working analytics be part of your process and keep you up to date on exactly how the needs are changing. You know, how much are we going to need to be consuming in terms of our front-end resources? Have we built up enough usage of analytics and business intelligence that we need another server put in our middle tier? That sort of thing. The only way that governance can be effective in this new frontier is to keep an eye on those things on an ongoing basis and have the people who are doing that work reporting in on a regular basis.
Well, Scott, as always, you've brought a lot to the conversation, and so thanks to you for your insight on SharePoint governance today.
Happy to do it.
And for more on SharePoint, check out searchcontentmanagement.com.